Logistikko.
Tuon näkökulma.
Hello, Mira. Olet sinä puhuttiin, että niin perähti.
They'll understand. Fyne la Mira. Fyne perhti on kanssa.
Okay, and Paul, we talked about that everybody should encourage the Inupiaq language at the home. We use that to, like a teach family. We just specify names in the family. We leave it general. And we also felt that the family tree, that each home, each elf, parents should teach the kids who their cousins and relatives are, not only in their village but other villages, and that they should teach also sharing. Also respect for others, teach cooperation not only in the family and relatives but also in the village. And also teach family role and look about camping. Somebody should summarize that. That's teaching kids how to set up camp, I think, is what we had done. Real general, but we thought those were what the home and each family would encourage or start teaching. Pretty general for that home one. Men's club. There's me, Rustin, and I think Andy Cleveland. We're going to be responsible in farming it before Christmas. And we'll meet at the shop and then get organized. There's a whole bunch of things that we identified as we want to start putting names together and those kind of things. So we just identified, instead of going through each one and go through names, we just set a whole bunch of things that everybody seemed to agree for us to teach, and that would be survival skill, hunting skill, sled building, snowshoe making, boat building, net hanging and fishing skill, how to set camps, the fishing, hunting and trapping camps, building sod, house, log cabin, hunting and trapping skill, arts and crafts, and skinning animals. Then there are also local geography and danger zones. They will supervise and teach proper ways to conduct Eskimo games. Women's club, kind of the same situation. We could go all night, I guess, go, you know, name by name, but we didn't have that much time. We spent about a good half an hour or 1 hour trying to decide on, you know, how to get started. But basic skills include sewing, tanning, Kigira. Clothing. Construction. I think we had clothing fashion as that one. You know, patterns and for mukluks, hats, etc. food preservation and food preparation, dyeing skin, cutting fish, teach fishing sites, gathering skill, that's like the difference between medicinal plants and and without medicinal skills they got it on there. Arts and crafts, and some skinning animals too. I could give you a copy of these. They're all written down pretty good. For the school, women, they will teach values, they will give advice, and they will tell stories. That's also included in the woman.
For the what? Yeah, Ruthie was recopying, or maybe
not all of them.
School.
They're gonna have meeting.
Require a course in Inupiaq language. The high school 9 through 12 don't have any. They don't have any right now. The students identified material as something they needed to for. Elders. During Christmas week, teach Eskimo games. The proper way of conducting Eskimo games.
After Christmas? No, night after Christmas.
Eskimo starters, Unukjak. Teach local history and provide information from their own experiences to others. And teach the Inupiaq values, because they're the ones that can best explain these. Teach survival skills and continue the advice through CB in the morning, Ariga, when we, it depends, we listen to advice like that of Lamina Guna, so give you something to think about during the day. And also to teach area geography, a map with names of the places and hunting areas.
Roy Smith is president of the elders.
Church. Oh, they said singing translated songs more often and to write the weekly Sunday school version in Eskimo and Inupiaq.
Ending up with ties.
So make sure they are where you need me.
What about the seniors? They requested an elders' day.
I know it was on that list, but this one is different.
And you guys mentioned elders.
They usually have that.
I remember I wrote it on the board. Yeah. Elders Day school.
Once a month.
They usually have something like that during Thanksgiving. Just before Thanksgiving, they have elders.
But they wanted elders to present it every month. Or something.
Every month.
Like stars or something. And then elders will have to think in their meetings what they have to present to those kids. Them kids are going to feed them and they want something in return.
They go when you guys stay up with church, it makes things happen.
For us to start tearing it apart?
Yeah.
We won't. I just want to make sure. The men's club, there's no date for when you're going to meet, huh?
We just say we're going to meet before Christmas. One other guy said, all we have to do is just get on CB and tell everybody we're going to have meet and then people start coming.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm sorry, but I come from a place where that never works. Why can't you guys set a date? The women could. They set a date, time.
Let's set a date for the men. When are we going to meet? What's the date?
July. It's 11th.
It's 11th now.
11th, yeah.
The moon is going to move tomorrow.
How about after the ball game tomorrow?
Next week, sometimes, right? You guys could do it without me. I got to run down to Kodiak this weekend and then probably on Thursday in Anchorage next week. And then by the time I'm here, Christmas is just around the corner.
that we, you guys could talk about anatta.
How about after ball game tomorrow?
Saturday or Friday?
Tomorrow, Friday.
Today's Friday.
Tonight.
While it's fresh in the mind.
Are you going to meet here? After the ball game?
We'll be announcing it during the day.
They used to have a dance
for the TV.
I'm going to go to the house. Get all these things tagged so that we can keep them as maybe records. The reason why we mentioned before Christmas was that we're thinking that we could make a small presentation during the Christmas dinner, the day after Christmas.
You got to get together and plan the Christmas week and the games and all this kind of stuff anyway, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's already done.
Yeah, I'll just do it over here.
Nobody has to
Christmas
plan it.
Only Christmas movie hours are
around here. They always start playing games every night, even though it's late.
Start 1 o'clock in the morning.
1 o'clock.
Well, you see what I mean? How are you going to even get started if you can't even get started right here while you're already talking about it? That's why I bring it up. If you don't set something and you don't say, we're going to do it, it won't get done.
How about the first night of Anaktak? That's where all the men will be. Let them first.
Yeah, we were planning on before Christmas.
Oh, before Christmas.
Before Christmas, you won't accept the date that we got you.
Christmas Day is 25.
Okay,
That sounds all right, Bert. Tomorrow after ball game? come a while ago.
Yeah, you could meet tomorrow.
What about the elders? What are they going to do?
How about the elders when they're going to meet?
They said they met twice this month already.
And they were supposed to meet once a month.
They had plans to meet once a month.
They got a date set or a time set or a day or anything?
Mm-hmm.
I don't trust the old people either. They should have a time or a day that they set, you know. Because otherwise they're going to do the same thing. They're not going to meet. They can say, oh, we'll meet sometime. We have to keep this thing going in the beginning anyway. Well, you know, you can set it later. I hate to keep harping on it, but every time we do something and we start something out, and it's not ahead of time, you know, we're not set on it, it's easy to just keep putting it off.
Yeah, it's real easy to keep putting things up on me, Mom. When we are locked up before we decide on a date.
One of us is traveling or something.
We could put any date. Anybody could be in these. We don't have to be perfect to start. Just get it started and start something.
Last day of the month to start a new month.
If you wait for the day, so everything is perfect, maybe we won't get things done.
The first Monday of each month being the fifth, of course.
This should last day of the month to start a new month.
You guys talk about having any kind of a gathering where you pull everybody together?
We have gathered during Christmas and Thanksgiving. Maybe we could report.
I mean everybody, you know, like we did this time.
When city or IRA calls for a day.
Well, you can't depend on city and IRA. Those are no longer me things. City and IRA, they are. That's why we, otherwise, if we could depend on them, we wouldn't even have to talk about these things. Because they're not set up to do these kinds of things. So what we got to do is pull them together. And not because of the city or IRA, but because they're so with people. You know, it's not just men or women or kids. It's everybody. And what you do with something like this is reinforce it. That's why Thanksgiving and Christmas are so good. But those are just two holidays. And all year long. Look what we've done with the NAN annual meeting. You know, we've made it something that people like to go to. Just together. We don't do nothing there. Just say hello, how are you? You know, just feel good about it. And that's enough. And I think that's something we need to do. Because what you do is you leave it up to chance that any of these organizations could stop doing this. Just because their members, something, you know, something goes wrong someplace and they stop. And then pretty soon they all start falling apart because each one of these organizations are separate. Sometime you got to pull them together, even if it's to do nothing but sit down and eat together. Well, I guess we could. Was it Chungnak? Chungnak, yeah. They're gonna every month, huh?
Every
Even Ambler.
Once a year?
Monday every month.
During the split time, I feel the men would invite the women and the women would invite the men at two occasions.
I mean, our elders come.
And they give them their prices, but they make that here.
Well, you remember it. There have been so many of them. Some of these other villages, they set a time or when they're going to get together, everybody. And they even talk about doing different things, like bringing food and all eating together, and recognizing young people when they start teaching them how to hunt and stuff, you know, where they get their first caribou, their first whatever, telling about them and bringing them to the feast so they, you know, that people know and they feel good about doing it. They report on what they do. They're talking about when they make things, you know, when they make things, the men or the women, they use some of those things for door prizes. Everybody there. But what they're doing is they're building a reinforcement for all that. Kobuk, where they just got a small village, they're just going to get together, the whole town. It's easy. It's kind of, the bigger you get, the harder it is to get people together. But you have to keep trying.
This is a different understanding of too far away.
Well, I still trying to get first back out there.
Ubozo, Nunatim, Utupanalu, Lopatin Katil Lagwishana, Sume, Tay Tarin Yakutin, Terago Kamna, or Lamni Tignarin.
Next Tuesday,
Matamari,
taking me after me.
15, yeah. 15, what time?
7.
7? Nanike?
Ganani Rumani
Edward. Eh, Kadramani? Eh.
15.
15, yeah. 7 o'clock, one look, the Kadramani, Uma, in your bed, in your power of the Kadramani, class room. And go over, all lovely, your mouth, they will be in the Sinapuru, but Mako, Iliala, Ruin, Ili Tula Pastin, Ako, Tukaru, Hanoka Tilam, next over, it is Pisu Tana. In your petticoat, Makununa, in his petticoat, in his shooting, the Sanat, Akisura, Sanna, Pushawi, the South thing, or in healing it, you're not needing in listening, that healing is a carry on, Pinayama. Mazamako, men's club, the mother, Utokana, Pedic Sanit, and mother. Healing is about Tamasco, about the activities, Utokana, Sanna. Be running out, coming running out. There's a couple of things I wanted to just cover real quick. One is this family role. What we're talking about with family role is not what you do in the, you know, around the family, in like cooking or chopping wood, that kind of stuff. That's down here, domestic skills. I think you need to understand what we were talking about when we covered these. Family role, we're talking about as a father, what you're supposed to do. What's your responsibility as a father, or as a mother, or as an uncle, or an aunt, or a grandfather? What's your responsibility like that, when you're, that's your role as a parent? What do you do? How do you teach? How do you school? That kind of thing. How do you act? As a woman, or as a man, towards other men, other women? What do you do then? Sex education, part of it. So, and I see you put family roles up here at home, and I try to tell you that, you know, just keeping it in the home where the mother and father tries to teach the kids is not good enough. We're too dumb. We need help. So I think in the men's club, women's club, you ought to think about those things. A lot of us grow up not knowing how we should treat each other. We have no respect for women, us men, when we grow up. The women don't even know what they're supposed to do, how they're supposed to treat other men. They have to go out in the street and learn. They're not learning. Those kind of things need to be taught to people too. And you can get together and figure out what you can do. If the men are together, they can do that. They can talk to the young men. And the women, the same thing. So they learn, they know about what they're supposed to do when they grow up. So that should be taught. The other things you talked about, that you brought up, things like honesty, patience, perseverance, all that kind of stuff. Those which are principles that you live by. Those kinds of things fit into really what we're talking about, how you do things. When we talk about hunter success, what we're talking about is what made the good hunter in the old days, what made them the good hunter? Not because they were able to shoot good. That's nothing. Even bad people shoot good. In fact, more bad people know how to shoot good better than good people. So that's the know, then, I mean, they could shoot more caribou, bad people, than good people. That's not what we're talking about. What made a good hunter? They were honest, they shared, they could sit out there and wait for a long time, all those kinds of things. That's what we're talking about. So when you start teaching these kinds of things and figuring out what you're going to teach, that's where you put them in, those kinds. We could have had a list of 50 values. If we listed everything, everybody brought up. We tried to do was list where they got together, we could, and we tried to even make it smaller, but we didn't have time to work on it anymore. So those kinds of things fit in here. And when we're talking about hunter success, we're not talking about just a man hunting. You can change that to just going out and getting things to provide for your family, whether that's fish, game, berries, or even money. So you can change that, because how you go out and do that is the same. Providing. The domestic skills, that's things you do around the home. Whether that's a man's role or a woman's role, who cares? You know, I mean, we can all wash dishes. But other things, cooking, stuff like that, getting wood, building the home, taking care of the home, those kinds of things are men and women's roles, both. And that's, you know, it includes those kinds of things. How you care for your children together. So you can build these up any way you want. Don't have to listen to us. You take a look at this and you look at them, and everybody, you know that they're basically good. But you have to work out yourself what those things really mean to you. What's important? We're not trying to tell you that. That's up to you. It might be different for me how I look at something, different how you look at it. But you know what we're trying to do. We're trying to teach good things, and that's all you have to do is whatever you figure out, if it's good, then it's okay. Now, we talked to the kids all day today, and I never got a chance, but I'd like to say that they were really good kids. We've been talking to kids in every school as we go along. These are the best ones so far. I don't know why. Maybe they're getting some value training. But they acted good, they participated when we wanted them to. They were really good kids. And then most of them showed up here to help. Oh, makes you wonder how come their parents have so much trouble. Maybe they got good grandparents, huh? But anyhow, they were really good. And when we come to the villages, we tell you what the problem is, and then, you know, we leave. And whatever you come up with is good. The only thing I try to do is pin you down. Who's in charge of what? So that 2 months from now, when we come back and check, in the men's club, never ever had a meeting. I could say, where's my notes here? Bert Good? Andy Cleveland? Roy Smith? What you guys been doing? Nothing? You see what I mean? And I can get after him, or Robert can get after him, somebody can get after him. You can get after him if they never do nothing. If they never have a meeting a certain time, then, you know, somebody can say, why? Why not? Why aren't you doing your share? Because this is good, we've got to do it. And the other thing is that when I pushed on trying to get together some way, one of the problems we've had is that they divide us up. And the law means divide us up. School over here, city over here, IRA over here, health council over there, everything separate. So you got nobody to blame. Nobody to
get things done. Oh, leave it up to the next guy. City's responsibility. Let them do it. So what happens? Nothing gets done. And you're always separated. So pretty soon when somebody calls a meeting, nobody comes. Why? Because it doesn't belong to all of you anymore. It's them guys. We voted them in, let them go goof it up. So what we've got to do is pull everybody back together. See how we're doing? We're separating it out again. That's okay, because in a town this size, you have to. Everybody's got things they should be doing. So what we've got to do is pull them back together again so you're all one. You're all together here. Once in a while. It doesn't have to be every month, but once in a while. Some of the villages, they're going to do that only twice a year. Twice a year besides Christmas and Thanksgiving. Twice a year for this. Some villages are going to do it every month. Or they're going to try every month that they can, pull everybody together so they can talk to each other and just feel good about being together, because we're getting too separated. Now when we leave here, you know, we hope your program will get started, something will get done. But we don't expect a lot, and it's going to be hard to get started, because this time you're not waiting for somebody from outside to come in, help you out, hold your hand, and then when they leave, it falls apart again. You got to do it yourself, and that's going to be hard. So we're going to be around to help you. We'll be looking at every village, see how you're doing. But you're doing good here. We'll go tell all the other villages how you're doing it. We might even take one of you along to another village to show them what you're doing. And we'll be doing that throughout the region from now on. If you need something, we'll try to get it. There's a newsletter coming out, the museum's first one, and it'll have all these values in the newsletter that you'll get, so you can pin it on your wall at home. Eventually we'll have a calendar that'll show when these meetings are going to be. So you'll know in every village when they're going to have something. So if you're going to go visit, that'd be a good time to go see everybody. So we'll have a calendar with that kind of thing on. But we'll do everything we can to try to support this program. And this is just the start. Because, you know, you people that have been here, worked hard, how many hours now? 15 hours? 16 hours? 2 days? That's pretty good. I hope you don't have to work that hard again. But it'll probably take that kind of work to get things going. The bad things come easy. Good things come hard. You have to work for them. But this is something that we're going to work on. And whatever it takes, that's what we'll try to do. So we'll be around trying to help you. But it's still got to be your program. All we can do is give you things. Yeah, thank you, John. What? To leave a hint of the one on left side. One is to call out for the one on one. None. Inyak tu kalau tu dia bilang inyak nip di inyak tu mana buat tiga faktor tu lah.
Sumi dua nak ukap saya cuma punya sedikit ke aglan itu juga lebih mahal tu. Ia
Thank you. Can you hear me?